Box A, counting in binary. As we did in binary, let us observe how to count a few numbers to get a feel for hex. To denote a number written in hex, we will append an H suffix. To denote a number written in decimal, we will append a D suffix, as we did before. So the key idea here is that we do not need to add a new digit place until after F. This is because hex is a base 16 numbering system, and there exists 16 possible values per digit. Box B, addition. As with binary, hex arithmetic is the same as decimal arithmetic in concept, the only difference being the number of digits we are working with. Now, when doing hex arithmetic, it is probably easiest to convert from hex to decimal, and then back again as you perform the sum, column by column. B plus F corresponds to 11 plus 15 in decimal, which gives 26 decimal. Converting that to hex gives 1A. So we write down an A for the first column and carry a 1 over. We then add 3 plus 2 plus the carried over 1 to get 6 for the second answer column. Finally, for the leftmost column, we can just drop the 5 down into the answer column since there is nothing to add. Box C, subtraction. Starting the subtraction at the rightmost column, we have B minus F. But because B is less than F, we must borrow 10 hex from the next left column. So in total, we have 10 plus B minus F, which are all in hex numbers. In base 10, this is equivalent to 16 plus 11 minus 15, which is 12 in decimal. But 12 decimal is C in hex, so we write down C for our rightmost column answer. In the next column, we have 2 minus 2, so 2 minus 2 is 0. Finally, in the last column, there is nothing to subtract, and so we just drop the 5 down. Box D, multiplication. Multiplication in hex is the same idea in decimal and in binary, but the different numbering system can be confusing until you've done some practice problems on your own. So we take the first digit in row 2 and multiply it by each digit in row 1. 2 times A is 14 hex, so we write a 4 for our answer in this column and carry a 1 over. 2 times B plus 1 is 17 hex, so we write a 7 for our answer in this column and carry a 1 over again. 2 times 0 plus 1 is 1, so we write down 1 as our answer for this column. Next, 2 times 2 is 4, so we write down a 4 for our answer. Now we need to make a new answer row and drop a 0 for the first digit place. We then need to multiply by the second digit in row 2 with each digit in row 1 and record our answers in the second answer row. So 1 times A is A, 1 times B is B, 1 times 0 is 0, and 1 times 2 is 2. Finally, we sum the two answer rows to obtain the final product.